Hello and welcome to Smart TV. It's me, Kellyanne Taylor, one half of the dynamic duo, the other being the fantastic Caroline Frost.
Hello, 50% over here as well.
So we've got a lot of factual for you this week. We won't lie, it has been a slim week for dramas, but that's where documentaries come in. And we've got some fantastic things on offer. So I'm going to kick us off with Ambulance, which is on Wednesday, BBC One at 9 p.m. This programme is now in its 12th series. And you have to ask the question, when programmes have been kicking around for so long, why? Why does the format work so well? Why is it stuck? And in this case, I thought long and hard about it whilst I was watching this episode. I think it's an odd fascination with who actually would do this job. So it follows amazing paramedics dishing out urgent care on the streets or in people's homes, and it looks incredibly heroic. But on the other hand, they are always up against it, and the whole system looks to be in a scramble. Despite that, they do remain professional and calmly do their bit in the eye of the NHS storm. And I think why this programme is so fantastic, I mean, it's incredibly heartfelt, it really pulls on the heartstrings, but I think it's a fantastic reminder as to the importance of the NHS and what it does for this country. So I think come for the drama, but stay for the people who make everything happen. So that is Ambulance, Wednesday, BBC One, 9 p.m. It was also the first show I ever reviewed for the Radio Times. And so it's one that stays very fondly in my heart.
Oh, nice personal connection. That's a glowing review, I have to say. I have an equally glowing review of Putin versus the West. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because this is the second series. I mean, unfortunately for the world, because it means that the war in Ukraine is ongoing, that Putin shows no signs of changing direction. But it does mean that we get this incredible behind the scenes, intimate discussion of just why people believe he's up to what he is up to. And this is Norma Percy, the great filmmaker. I mean, she is the great documentarian of the corridors of power of the last 30 years. And she has turned her cameras and her formidable contact book onto the region of Ukraine. So we hear from all the big hitters, the British politicians, American states players, even some people from Russia and Ukraine. And so if you do need any information, I mean, it does feel as though Ukraine's been going on so long now that it's kind of disappeared down the headlines a bit when other things have come along to distract us. But clearly it is still war-torn, highly conflicting. And if you want to know why people are behaving the way they are, you can do absolutely worse than to tune in for Putin versus the West, BBC Two, Monday, 9 p.m. And it's that's part one of a two-parter.
Oh, okay. I'm definitely going to give that a watch, Caroline. I love your recommendations, especially your factual ones.
Especially my factual. What's wrong with my drama ones?
There's nothing wrong with your drama ones, but perhaps we have slightly different taste when it comes to drama. I have more of a public service announcement next. This is The Apprentice, Thursday, BBC One, 9 p.m. As I said earlier, when a show has been going on for so long, one has to question why. Yes. Look, I don't think this show is actually a business format, really, really looking for someone who is going to help contribute to Lord Sugar's business. Saying that, I do think it's a bit of a guilty pleasure. The tasks at hand are never really what you're tuning in for. You're looking, like we do, you know, recently with The Traitors, how well that's popped off. What we're actually watching is human behaviour. You're looking at candidates excelling in how to shirk blame, throw others under the bus, and masquerade twaddle as business acumen. So, you know, I think it's one that you can come in, dip in and out of. And in a week of telly, I don't think that this is the worst thing on the box. So that's The Apprentice, Thursday, BBC One, 9 p.m.
A not so glowing report, I would have to say. But I do think that that should be our new branding. A week of telly. Well, I have something far stronger. Ooh. To match you and raise you. I have To Catch a Copper, Monday, Channel 4, 9 p.m. So all my slots are 9 p.m. ones this week, but this is over on Channel 4. Now, keen-eyed readers and keen-eared listeners will notice that I wrote my column in this week's Radio Times all about this programme, because I do find it quite fascinating, the idea of who polices the police. So we know that this is a very strong dramatic premise for screenwriters, scriptwriters, both in films and TV. Do I need to mention Line of Duty? In fact, this programme, in all the press releases, it's been called The Real AC-12. So that just tells you about how strong the purchase of that drama is on the nation's consciousness. But I mean, it wasn't the first. So we've had the film Witness was about that, about police corruption. Richard Gere played a corrupt police in an anti-corruption unit in Internal Affairs. So this isn't the first time around the block. What this is the real life Avon and Somerset Constabulary. The big question is why they agreed to be filmed when they're doing such delicate and backbreaking work. I guess it's to show us and to try and reassure us in this very troubled age where all we hear are very horrifying abuse of power stories about the real life police in various regions. The emphasis here is very much that A, not all cops are bad. The vast majority are doing hard, hard work trying to look after us all, but also that there is this tireless force at the centre who are prepared to investigate their own, which makes it all quite fascinating. They do need to just say The Real Life AC-12. And if you like that kind of stuff, you will tune in. The cameras are pretty much access all areas. It's a three-parter. And it left me, I guess, a little bit reassured, but also clearly fascinated by the minutiae and the dilemmas at the heart of policing the police. So that is To Catch a Copper, kicks off on Monday, Channel 4, 9pm.
And of course, if you are a fan of Line of Duty, you can go back and listen to the Radio Times podcast episode with Jed Mercurio, which you can find by scrolling back through the Radio Times podcast archive. Thank you very much. This next recommendation is one that I am absolutely raving about. It is called All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, and it is available on BBC iPlayer. So over the weekend, Caroline, I went to Amsterdam.
Oh, hello.
And went to
travelling far.
Went to Nan Goldin's exhibition, This Will Not End Well. And I couldn't remember the last time that I was so moved by art. And for those who aren't familiar with her work, Goldin is one of the most high-profile artists of our time. And through her photographs, so she predominantly works in the medium of photography, she captures the joys and sorrows of human life. So I was left wanting more. And for those thinking, why am I telling about this exhibition? It's because this documentary is all about her life and work, but also looks at how her activism contributed to the downfall of the Sackler family, who were the pharmaceutical dynasty who was greatly responsible for the opioid epidemic in America. So the Sackler family had given money to a number of really famous museums, think National Portrait Gallery, the Louvre, and Goldin's work was being showcased in a lot of these museums. So it's how she worked with a number of people in an organization called PAIN, and it's predominantly people who've been impacted by the opioid epidemic, and worked to get not only the Sackler name removed from various buildings that they'd sponsored, but also looking at how the art industry is funded and how these people who have caused such a high death toll can get away kind of scot-free with their crimes. So it was a fascinating watch. I mean, you can come for the artwork, but stay for the story and stay for this impressive woman's activism. So that is All the Beauty and the Bloodshed on BBC iPlayer.
Thank you very much. Personally, I would be coming for the story as well as staying for the story. Art, I have to say, leaves me cold, but perhaps that's one for another week of homework later in the series. Right. Okay. What's the film of the week, please?
So this is another one that is on the iPlayer. It's called Ali and Ava, and it's a love story from the writer and director Cleo Barnard. And it's just such a beautiful ode to human connection. So it's about a landlord called Ali who is struggling with an impending divorce, and he meets a teaching assistant who is widowed called Ava. It's about finding love later on in life, astute observations about working class Britain, and also, as most things that I enjoy, finding joy in the small moments. So it's one, again, for the heartstrings. And when in a week that hasn't had much drama, you can come and enjoy this. So that's Ali and Ava, BBC iPlayer. Now, Caroline, take me to the archive.
Okay, this is on the hook of Putin versus the West, and also because he has been in the news in the last few days. I'm talking about Alexei Navalny, who seems to be mounting a one-man continuing resistance to the president of Russia. And people who've been watching him through the news will know about the headlines of how he was poisoned while he was away, and he had to be taken to sanctuary in Germany, and then chose to fly back into Moscow and an almost certain imprisonment at the hands of the authorities, which is what happened. And this documentary, which started filming before that, so the cameras were on the plane where he was first taken ill there in Germany with him, and they follow all his decision-making, which saw him choose to get back on a plane. I mean, some people say brave, some people say reckless, but he's certainly a thorn in the Kremlin side. And this is a very intimate behind-the-scenes documentary about those decisions that have propelled him back there. And I guess making films like this is what keeps Alexei Navalny comparatively safe by staying in the public eye. Putin, I'm sure, would rather he were to do what happens to Putin's people. They fall through windows. But the international world is watching, and it's films like this that are keeping him up front and centre. So if you're keeping an eye on all of those international affairs with programmes like Putin versus the West, I do suggest, if you haven't yet, you go back and catch up with Navalny on iPlayer. It's there for another few days as well, so don't tarry.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Caroline. Well, that's all from us this week. Do let us know what you're enjoying. And if you've enjoyed our recommendations of documentaries to catch up on this week, you can catch us on podcast@radiotimes.com. Or if you listen to this on Spotify, you can let us know in the Q&A box at the bottom of the episode. Anyway, that's all from us for now. It is worth saying that it is a huge help if you enjoy this show to follow on Spotify or Apple, so you never miss an episode. And of course, if you can take just a few seconds to leave us a star rating and a review, that would be massively helpful. Until next week,
happy viewing.